Oh, yeah. Starting to show off a little different this week. Kind of a slowed down, countrified version of the Shiner song there, courtesy of a German rock band named FSK. Very interesting. And with that, we say Vita me vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show this week. Have a lot of great music. And before I even forget, I'm going to tell you right now, I have a very kind of interesting little story to tell you about that group FSK that started off the show. But I don't have enough time to do it on this broadcast. So if you go to my website in about a week or so, czechpolka.com, and go to the Czech Classics Then and Now link, you can download the show. And I'm going to do a little after show where I actually talk a little bit about how a German rock band came to record one of the classic Texas Czech polkas. Very interesting story. So I hope you go download that, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. In the meantime, I got a lot of great music this week. Like I said, going to get right on into it. Going to start off with the Clover Leaves, and then I'm going to feature some very extremely rare Texas Polka 45s. These are almost kind of one of a kinds. So some interesting, cool stuff coming up. Let's kick it off. Here's the Clover Leaf Orchestra, a nice waltz, one called When We Parted.
Thank you. A ja svoju milenku zadarmo dostanu. A ja svoju milenku zadarmo dostanu. A ja cię Milko mama by cię miloval. A ja cię Milko mama by cię miloval.
Jimmy Brush and his Happy Country Boys wrapping up that set of music with the Hussar Polka. And let's go back and recap what we listened to. Like I said, a lot of really rare stuff. Started it off with the Cloverleaf Orchestra and a waltz called When We Parted. Not necessarily that rare in itself, but a lot of these 45s that I have that all kind of recorded about the same time period recorded that waltz, When We Parted. At least I have like three other ones by different bands that all recorded that same waltz. So I'm not sure what the deal was back in the probably the 60s or so or early 70s when these were recorded that waltz was so popular, but quite a few bands recorded it. Right after the Cloverleafs, like I said, start off the first of our rare 45s, the Johnny Holub Polka Band, who this is, as far as I know, the only recording I've ever come across by this band on the All Star label, and it's just called the Polka Medley. Right after that, Urechka's Orchestra on the Great Sarge Records label out of Luling, run by Charlie Fitch, who of course was an ex-Marine, hence the name Sarge Records, doing the Landler number 11. And wrapped it up, like I said, with Jimmy Brush and the Country Boys doing one on his own label, Country Boys Records. And that is the Hussar. I'm trying to look at my list right here. I thought I featured one more band, but I think I'm going to feature that another time. But anyway, like I said, a lot of these, I'm kind of a musicologist or just a nut about these old small regional labels, you know, that only put out a few records. Like I said, the All Star, I've never seen that record label before. I've never heard of the Johnny Holub band before. Jimmy Brush, he recorded a lot of albums but put out very few 45s. So a lot of these things are very rare, but I just love, even not just polka bands, I've got like, you know, 200-300 45s of just rock music, you know, pop, you know, Elvis, things like that. And I've got a ton of just these little tiny little labels that, you know, I've never heard, you know, the record companies I've never heard of before. And I just love collecting those. And even if it's not a band I've ever heard of, I just like looking at the label. And it's like, wow, where did, you know, how many bands recorded for this label? So it's just kind of cool one of my little passions that I enjoy, like I said, checking out small record labels. All right, continuing on, I've blabbed enough now. And a few weeks ago, I talked about how I had heard on another show a polka that I knew is a Czech song, but this was a Polish song. A couple weeks ago, I'm still transferring some of these LPs over. They're given to me by various very kind people. And I came across an album, a Polish album by a guy named Steve Adamczyk. And there were at least three songs on this album, Polish songs, that are Czech songs to me. So I'm going to feature a couple of these and let you hear them back to back, hear the Polish version and the Czech version, and let you compare. So we're going to start off. Here's Steve Adamczyk doing one called Strolling in the Forest Polka.
Same jest nemají. Je ti jedna šapta čvi, jedna šapta čvi, horna sobě mají. Jedna šapta čvi, jedna šapta čvi, horna sobě mají.
Mighty Mighty Joe Patek Orchestra there wrapping up that set with the Tinker Polka. And did you hear the connection? Did you hear the same melodies in those songs? Started off with Steve Adamczyk and the Strolling in the Forest Polka, which kind of starts out with just kind of a different kind of melody, but about halfway through goes into the melody that followed it by the Czech Melody Masters, Okolo Mesičko, Around the Moon Polka. And then we follow that with another track by Steve Adamczyk, which he calls Do You Remember Polka, but has the exact same melody as the Tinker Polka that the Joe Patek Orchestra played. So I find that stuff very interesting as far as what gets borrowed back and forth. One more song before we wrap up our first half hour here on Czech Classics Then and Now. Here's the Gil Bacha Orchestra, and I'm going to send this out to everyone out there who's been enjoying all the beautiful Blue Bonnets. I'm actually recording the show a little early due to some conflicts with the network, so by the time you guys hear it, unfortunately, all the Blue Bonnets are just going to be about gone. They may still be around, but they're probably going to be a little faded, a little overgrown, but right now, they're in peak season. They're just gorgeous everywhere around here in Central Texas, along with some of the Indian paintbrushes and other wildflowers that are blooming up. It's just a gorgeous sight to drive by and see an entire hillside full of Blue Bonnets. It's just the prettiest picture in the world. So I'm going to feature this one. It is the Blue Bonnet Polka from the Gil Bacha Band.
Everybody's watching for somebody that we know. Here comes a guy called Charlie, and before he can get out, we raise our glasses way up high and then begin to shout.
Hooray for Charlie,
he's a real fine guy.
Hooray for Charlie,
he's a real fine guy. He certainly is the daisy, he drives the girls all crazy.
Hooray for Charlie,
he's a real fine guy. Hooray for Charlie, he's a real fine guy.
Hooray
He drives the girls all crazy. Hooray for Charlie, he's a real fine guy. I swipe, drive, yeah, who's gonna buy the beer? Hooray for Charlie, he's a real fine guy.
That's right. I'm sorry, drive here. Let's have another beer. Little Fisherman kicking off the second half hour of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven with, of course, Hooray for Charlie. And we're just rolling along, and I'm just going to keep the music going. Try to cram as much as I can into this hour. And here, that song had a little counting in it. This one does as well. I didn't really intend for that. It just kind of happened. That's kind of a unique coincidence. Here's Little Joe and a really cool polka I just found recently. I kind of enjoy this one. It's one called the Blast Off Polka.
4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
Some nice northern Czech music there to wrap up that set. Go back and recap. We started off with Little Joe and the Blast Off Polka right after that. Central Texas Sound doing the Poor Accordionist Waltz. Right after that, a CD I got sent back in like 2001. by a guy from Nebraska or Kansas. I can't remember. Just him and his sister, Dwayne and Sandra Humlechek. Just did a little CD they put together, just the two of them. And that was called, of course, IASAM, or By Myself, or as they call it, By Ourselves Polka. And we wrapped that up with the Dakota Checks. And, of course, the beautiful Miner's Rose Waltz. And I really enjoyed that album, the Dakota Checks. I'm not usually a big fan of kind of the group of singers along with the band, but that's a really great band. They really have really tight harmonies and great voices, and it's a very good album. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to continue on now. Here's some more those kind of rare 45s. It's Adolf Hoffner, the Pearl Wranglers, another recording from the Sarge record label. And this is the Bandera Waltz. A little waltz time there, courtesy of the Lee Ilse Orchestra, featuring a very young Leroy Motoka doing the Old Timers Landler right before that. A really cool LP I came across. It's actually called Polka Hop Dance Instruction. And it's like a dance record. It has dance instructions on the back. The first half of the LP is, vocal instructions on how to perform these polka dances. And then the second half is songs that you can dance along to. So that's one of the songs that was featured on the album. It's Ernie Mazurek and the White Eagle Concertina Band doing one called the Apple Valley Polka. Right before that, Tony Yannock and his orchestra doing the Bang Bang Polka. And like I said, we started off with Adolf Hofner and the Bandera Waltz. And with that, unfortunately, I am just about out of time. Hope you enjoyed the show. Like I said, go download the show, and I'll have a little after show for you. Talk about some various stuff. Give you a little extra time there. In the meantime, we're going to get on out of here. Here's the Czech Harvesters doing the Old Hen Polka, also known as the Wheelbarrow. So until next time, everybody take care, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye.
Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít. Dal jsem pod ní vajce, ona sedět nese, ona sedět nese, že jí neví. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít. Dal jsem pod ní husí, že sedět nemusí. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví. Ona sedět nese, že jí neví sedít.
Hey everybody, Dennis Swatek here, and as I promised, we're having a little after show, just kind of a little extra thing. If you're a fan of the old podcast, this is kind of what used to go on. I mean, with the 24/7 Polka Heaven broadcast, I'm limited to 58 minutes, and it's, you know, the other shows are a lot tighter. So I've kind of had to tighten up my shows. If you listen, you're a fan of the old podcast, you know, I could go 10 minutes just talking, and then I would feature over an hour's worth of nonstop music before I came back and started talking again. It's just a very loose, free-form format that I used to do. I kind of miss that. I may start doing that again in the future. I'm not sure. I'll be totally honest. I'm not sure what the future holds for me here on 24/7. Is how much longer I'm going to keep doing this. I'll do it for a while, but, you know, I kind of miss having the freedom to just talk for a while and visit with you guys. You know, I kind of miss that, sharing a little bit of my life with you and having more of a conversation with you. But anyway, yeah, that's the group that we started off the show with, FSK. I've actually talked to them about them years ago when I featured this song. German rock band out of Germany. Well, of course, they're a German band out of Germany, duh. They came over here on tour in the mid-1990s, and they had a guy with them. I can't remember if he was a musician in the band or not. His name is Thomas Meinert. And for some reason, he loves Texas polka music. And so while they were on tour here, and they were coming through Texas, he arranged a meeting with them to go talk to Adolf Hoffner down in San Antonio. And while they were there, Adolf Hoffner taught them the Shiner song. Additionally, Thomas Meinert, while they were on tour, he went to various bands. If you go to my library, you'll see an album down there called Texas Bohemia. That was actually compiled by him, and basically what he just did was ask the bands to get permission to use one of their songs on the recording, but also has some live stuff on there that he recorded while he was here. Like I said, there's a couple numbers from the Big Three version 2, featuring the Vrajals, Bobby Jones, I can't remember who the other band was, not the Pateks, maybe Leora Matoka, I'm not sure though, but that's all live stuff that he recorded, so that's the only place you can find that. A band I featured a while back called the Knutsch Band, it's all accordions, is some more stuff that he recorded while he was here. That's the only place you can get that. So it's a pretty cool CD if you can ever track it down. He also did one called Texas Bohemia Volume 2, which unfortunately I cannot recommend because it's basically kind of the same deal he got Texas bands, but it's all like country music that bands have done on their albums. And as much as I love Texas polka bands, there's very few of them that can pull off country songs very well. And so most of the songs that are on that album are not, they're not, I'll be honest, they're not good. The Pateks performing Paper Roses, that will hurt your ears. It's not, they were not a country band at all, the Pateks. And it's actually kind of become a kind of a cult CD for people to kind of make fun of. And that kind of bugs me because, you know, these bands are a lot better than what is represented on that CD. Having said all that, again, so FSK, they're over here in the United States. They're going to record an album. And there was a rock band in the mid-1990s. They're still around. Called Cracker, just kind of a mainstream pop rock band, and their leader is a guy named David Lowery, and he is the one that produced the FSK album that has the Shiner song on it. Well, somehow, for whatever reason, David Lowery fell in love with the Shiner song too, and so his band, Cracker, they started playing the Shiner song. And it's become like a cult thing where they do it like an encore. In fact, in a few weeks, I'm going to feature a live version of the Shiner song by the rock band Cracker on the show. But that's, it's just kind of very weird how these totally unrelated bands get drawn in to this, you know, the Shiner song. It's a Texas, you know, polka classic. It's very, very strange that that these bands would have a connection to that song. One more thing I wanted to tell you about the same time. I haven't researched this. I probably Google it, but I don't have time to do that right now. About the same time period, the late 90s, mid-90s, around that period, there was a German movie that came out called Schultze Gets the Blues. And it's a German movie. It's in German, so you would, you know, if you were going to watch it, you would have to either know German or just, you just kind of, you know, follow along. You don't have to understand the language to follow a movie along. I don't think it has subtitles. But kind of the story, if I remember, it's been years since I've seen it. There's this guy, Schultze. He's kind of a little old man, works in a factory or something like that. You know, doesn't have much of a life. I don't think he's married, anything like that. Kind of lives by himself. And he has like one joy in his life. He wants to play the accordion. And, you know, all his friends, his family, they're like, oh, get away with that accordion. You know, that's like old people's music or whatever. We don't want to hear that. So somehow he decides he's going to move to the United States and come live in Texas. Because apparently he thinks everybody in Texas plays an accordion. So he comes to Texas. Somehow he buys like just a little fishing boat with a little outboard motor on it. Starts going down the river. It's never said what river it is. I think it's kind of a combination. It's mainly probably the Colorado, but at one point he does go through like New Braunfels, which is not, that's the Comal, that's not the Colorado, but it's just supposed to be a general river. But you know, on the way on his boat, he, in his travels, he has all these little adventures. He stops in a little beer joint somewhere, I'm sure probably Flatonia, Hallisville, somewhere like that. And the men are in there, just the old men, playing dominoes, drinking beer like they always do. I don't remember exactly what happens while he's there. Another point, he runs out of gas on a beach, which I can tell just from watching the film is probably down near Surfside or Galveston, around that area. He's walking around with a gas can trying to find gas, and he runs across the Bobby Jones Check Band playing, I believe it's I Assam, again, I haven't seen it in a while, on a beach house. They're standing on a beach house, somewhere on the bottom, somewhere on the top up there on a deck, and they're playing a polka just out in the middle of the nowhere. It's just this absurd scene. So he stands there and watches them play, and then when he gets done, I think he asks Bobby Jones in Germany, like, where to find gas or something like that, and Bobby Jones, with his goofy self, starts talking back to him and tells him where to go get gas. And so he continues on, and eventually winds up either in Southeast Texas or Louisiana, down in Acadia country, Cajun country. And he comes across a Cajun dance. And this is just like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, he hears this music, and it's just like, it's like heaven to him. He walks in, everybody's dancing, drinking, Cajun band's playing with the accordion, you know, he's just like, this is the perfect thing in the world. He kind of sits down for a while, and eventually, if you've ever been to a Cajun dance, you better know, you better be ready to dance. You don't have to know how to dance, but you better be ready to dance, because somebody's going to grab you at some point. So at some point, some lady comes up and grabs him, and he just starts dancing and just has the time of his life for the whole night. And then somewhere during the night, he passes away. It's kind of implied during, while he's dancing, that he may be having a heart attack, because he starts having a real bad coughing spell, and they take him and they sit him, you know, you need to sit down here and rest for a while. I think they take him outside on a porch, and he sits there, and the next morning they come to check on him, and he's, you know, passed away. And so he goes, they send him back to Germany and have a funeral for him, and I think at that point everybody kind of realizes how bad they treated him, you know, and maybe should have treated him better. But it's a real sweet little movie. But again, it has that kind of German Texas mid-1990s connection to it. It's a very kind of strange little movie. I got to go back and watch it at some point. I've got it on DVD, but if you ever run across it, I think you may be able to find the whole thing on YouTube, actually, the entire movie. It's called Schultze Gets the Blues. So if you have a chance, go watch it. Let me know what you think. So anyway, that's a little after show. Hope I didn't bore you too much. You know, like I said, longtime fans, you guys know I just like to talk. I like to just, things that interest me, I try to convey and hope they interest you guys as well. If not, you just, you know, when you know, just hit the click button, stop, and you don't have to listen to them anymore, you know? But I do like talking to you guys, and I do miss it. And like I said, who knows? Sometime in the future, I'm sure I will go back to doing the long-form podcast where we can just visit a little more and, you know, like I said, converse about different things, not just necessarily poker, or just whatever's going on, you know? It's just nice to talk. It's nice to have that freedom. So anyway, that's going to do it for the show. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another normal show. But I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, everybody take care, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.